Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's great to be with you. I want to talk about something else right now. It's just going to be you and me the rest of the hour. I want to talk about banking relationships. And I want to talk about what are called the C's of credit. For a long time, for many years, there was something called the four C's of credit. And more recently, there have been two new ones added. And so it's now basically the bankers I talk to say that there are six C's of credit. And I'm gonna identify them all for you right now, and then I want to talk about them. The first one is character. The second one is capacity. The third one is capital. Four is collateral. And the two new ones, five and six, five is coverage, and the sixth is conditions. Now, what I want to talk about, the reason I want to talk about these is because, as you know, small business owners, we get our capital from our working capital, the money we have, the funds we grow our business with. We get it from three primary locations. One is investors, which probably is more likely to be ourselves than anybody else, our own money that we're putting into business. And that investment could include the times that you don't always take a payday, or it could include you doing without something for the benefit of your business. That's an investment. The other one is retained earnings, and which essentially is profits you leave in the business. And that's the best kind of capital, because you don't have to pay that back, right? But as you know, most people, their net profit in a given year is in the single digits, probably more like, you know, less than 5% net profit after tax. And you're probably projecting that you want your business to grow at 8, 10, 12, 15% a year. So if your net profit is 5%, and that would be really good, and you're growing at 10%, well, you can see that there's a disparity there. And so you got to have some money from somewhere else. And for small business owners, that's typically a bank loan. And so if that's the case, and if you're still with me, if you agree with me about that, then you'll see why it's important that you and I are as smart as we can be, as knowledgeable as we can be, as savvy as we can be about working with our bankers and about understanding what bankers need. And there's a new direction that I'm working on these days, and that is helping bankers understand what small business owners need and helping small business owners understand what bankers need. I've been doing this a long time, but I'm starting to focus on it more and more these days. And I found that more and more, you'll be happy to know, ladies and gentlemen, that more and more bankers are interested in what's going on in your life. And so our bankers are supposed to be and need to be and can be our best friends, small business owners. And so it's important that we learn to speak each other's language a lot better. That we understand what each one of us goes through. A banker, a small business, and a small business owner, a banker, understand what's happening in our lives when we wake up in the morning. What is our life like as we go through the day? As we consider doing business with each other, what does that look like? And so small business owners, what I want to talk about right now is helping you understand what your banker has to have in order to make you that loan. So you can blend investment and retained earnings with the loan proceeds that you've asked them for, that you've given them a proposal for. And so now I want to come back to the six C's of credit. The first one is character. Now, when a banker considers your loan, the big one, the big issue for me, for you and me especially, is character. And this is the thing that we want. This is the area that small business owners want bankers to give us the most credit for, Because a lot of times we don't have a long track record with banks. Maybe even the track record is not as good as we'd like for it to be. But we do have the character, the ability to repay the loan. And so, and how we behaved before. Have we said we would, have we done what we said we would do? That's an area that's really important. And I want to come back to that a little bit later on. I want to leave that one for now and come back to it later, because as we get into other these other areas, character will come up again. And I want to talk about that again in just a little bit. The next one is capacity. What is the ability of the company to repay the loan? What is the company's cash flow picture? We come back. I'm going to tell you what a banker said to me many years ago. He said, if you can only bring me one sheet of paper, this is what I want it to be. When we come back, I'll tell you what that is. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, the little Atlanta Rhythm session for you. Once upon a time, a banker said to me, if you can only bring me one document in support of your proposal to borrow money from me, from my bank, he said that one document would not be your balance sheet, although he's going to want the balance sheet. It would not even be the P&L, the profit and loss statement or the operating statement, although he's going to want that. He said, if you can only bring me one sheet, I would want it to be the cash flow statement. He said, because in that cash flow statement, that shows me how you have plotted the repayment of the loan over time. And it shows me how the repayment of my loan, what kind of capability, as we're talking about here, the capacity, the second C, what is your capacity to repay that loan based on the cash flow of your business? That was a very important lesson for me, folks. And so I'm passing it along to you. Make sure that even, and you know, even those of you who understand financial statements really well may not be keeping up with your cash flow statement like you probably ought to. And this is a document that you probably should create yourself. It's not something that you typically see in a lot of financial statements in the way that I'm talking about, and that's spread out over 12 to 24 months, showing the activity of the business, the projected activity of the business from a cash standpoint over a period of time. So capacity is the ability of the company to repay the loan. That's the second C that banks look at when they're thinking about loaning you money. The third one is capital. How much money is at risk? Is the dollar amount on the loan request justified by the supporting information by the borrower? Now, what could that be? Notice what I said there. Is the dollar amount of the loan request justified by the supporting information provided by the borrower? So if you're asking for X amount of dollars, is the business model that you've identified, is it compelling enough? Have you done your homework? Are you asking for more money than is justified by the thing that you want to use the money for? Can you identify to them that you're using the money in a thrifty way, in a prudent way? It's all about the information. You're asking for a dollar amount of money. If you're going to do that, you need to support it with what it is that you're going to be doing with that. And that's the capital. That's number three. Number four is collateral. Collateral is the title of the truck that you bought with the loan proceeds. It's the mortgage on your real estate. It's the collateral is the ability to do all those things, to give them the title to the truck, to give them the property description of the real estate so they can file a mortgage, so they can secure a mortgage on that property. Collateral is the UCC on inventory and accounts receivable, or the UCC on a computer system or something like that. One of the things that banks have historically done is, and this collateral, folks, is a biggie. It's a big capital C in the six C's. And that is what is physically behind the loan request. What is the bank going to have if you default? What have they got to come back to? Did they get to come back? Can they come back and sell the car that you financed? Can they sell the real estate? Can they somehow get out of the deal with little or as little pain as possible? Now, here's an interesting thing that's going on right now, though, in the marketplace. You may have heard me speak about how the asset picture of corporations is changing and has changed over the last 30 years. 30 years ago, Kenneth Crossan reported that companies had 78% of their assets in fixed assets and 22% in intangibles, like patents, like systems, like intellectual property. In the 21st century, those numbers have basically inverted. And so more and more companies, and I won't say that the numbers are exactly the same, but it is true, and this is true of small businesses as well, more and more companies find themselves with more of their assets than ever before are intellectual property, are intangibles. Maybe not patents, maybe not. But certainly it's the information in your computers. How about the things, how about the development of your website? One of the things that I'm concerned about right now, and it involves this thing called collateral, and that I'm asking bankers as often as I can, and no one's ever given me an answer to this yet. I'm asking a banker, when a business comes to you with a proposal to borrow money, and this is a going concern, this is a good customer of yours, and they want to borrow money to build out a website, maybe to add an e-commerce component to a website. When they do that, how are you going to file a UCC on a website? And no one's ever told me how they can do that yet. Now, I've never heard of a banker. Maybe they're doing it, but I haven't found a banker who's done it yet or that knows how to do it. So this is an area I'm concerned about, is this collateral issue as the American economy moves more towards a service and an information economy and away from manufacturing, more towards intangible intellectual property and away from fixed assets. As we move in that direction, something's got to happen in the way we do business with our bankers. And that's something that I think we all need to be focusing on a little bit more. The next one is 5, coverage. And this is the thing that you're borrowing the money for. How is it covered with regard to insurance? That's number 5. We'll come back. I want to talk about 6, which is conditions. And also, I want to come back to character. This is a big one, folks. Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about the 6 C's of credit and things that you need to know about what your banker is dealing with as they're considering your loan. Folks, these are some of the things we talked about: character, capacity, capital, collateral, coverage, which I just mentioned. If it is a fixed asset, or if it is a tangible asset, is it insured? Has it been covered so that if something happens, that there is a physical loss, that it can be covered? You know, also speaking of intellectual property, for example, if it's on the internet, you know, if I were a banker, I'd be wanting to make sure that you've got the proper backup systems involved, so that you don't have to, you know, so you don't lose everything. That'd be another good 21st century example of coverage. And then the sixth C is conditions. Are the conditions right? This is where your banker decides if he or she likes your deal. They've looked at everything they've got in front of them, and they say, okay, is the condition right? Is this thing conditioned so that I feel like it will work? And that's a really important one. And it's kind of the gut instinct, I guess, that's a little more involved than maybe some of the others. But I want to come back to character. I promised you that I would, and I think this is very important. You know, small business owners are real characters. And I think they need to be given credit for their character. And one of the things that I'm concerned about with banks these days is something called credit scoring. And credit scoring is a handy little tool for bankers to evaluate your loan. But one of the things I've never had a banker to show me is how your character can be input into that computer model that spits out a credit score. And that's what it is, folks. It's a series of algorithms and data and numbers and parameters that they put into a model. Each bank typically has its own credit scoring system, and they won't tell you what's in that score or what the parameters are. They consider it to be proprietary. They won't tell you what it is, and that's fine. But it's enough to know that a lot of banks, more and more banks, are using credit scoring. And it's also important that you and I know that in the credit score, there's very little, if any, probably no element for the number one C of credit, and that's character. How do they put into a computer the fact that, yeah, maybe you've had some tough times in the past, but you actually did ultimately, if not exactly when they thought you should have, but ultimately you did what you said you would do. You came back and you also informed your banker. You kept your banker posted on things good and bad. That's all part of the character issue, and that's the part that I'm worried about with credit scoring. And until they can figure out how to put that into a computer model, here's my recommendation to you. Do business with a bank that doesn't just use credit scoring. I think you should ask your banker, how is my loan going to be evaluated? When you're talking to a person in front of you, how much of this decision are you going to make? And if they say, well, actually, this decision is going to be made in, you know, another city, another town, another state. Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't make your pitch to that bank. But I'm saying that you should do something that I think all small business owners should do every time, and that is, or virtually every time, and that is make your loan proposal to more than one bank. I recommend that you do that. And also, as you know, I definitely recommend that you should do business with at least two banks. And the reason for that is, as you know, bankers leave. Bankers move away, they get fired, they get promoted. Sometimes they go into that great bank in the sky, right? And if the only banker that knows your story gets promoted and isn't there anymore or gets fired, then you know when that's going to happen, right? You know when that's going to happen at the exact moment when you need that banker the most. So make sure at least two bankers know your story, even though one may be your lead banker. Make sure that there is another bank that knows your story, but be sure that you understand the six C's of credit that those bankers are looking at when they evaluate your loan. Hope this helps out. We're going to talk some more in the days ahead about building better banking relationships. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.